Amen. I hope you got that, you feel that soul on fire today, that you feel ready to share everything that the Lord has been doing in your life and be encouraged in all of that. Last week, we were able to start a sermon series in which we're calling Always Enough. And in that, we took a look at some of the roles that we have, some of the titles that we've given ourselves, and really ask the question of if the only role or title that we had was Jesus follower, would that be enough for us? You know, do we feel like we keep trying to take our boxes and just make them pretty and everything over here, but we're neglecting what Jesus is actually calling us to do? Or are we really settling ourselves, are we really trusting that God really is enough for us, that we can really trust Him with who we are and purpose for our lives? And what I want to do this week is take that same message, basically, and lay it on top of the next 10 weeks that are in front of us, right? Maybe you've heard I'm going to be going on sabbatical, right? It starts tomorrow. I think I'm excited about it. I've never done this before, so we'll see once I get here. Maybe tomorrow I'll get to the end of the day and be like, this is the worst. What am I going to do for the next 10 weeks? I don't know. But either way, it is here. And the reality is that not only in our lives, but even in the church, sometimes we recognize that our responsibility that God has given us is pretty simple, right? It's to communicate the gospel, to disciple others, and those kinds of things. But sometimes when we get over here, sometimes we have in our minds what it's supposed to look like to do that thing, to really serve God. And sometimes you might see your role or your title in sort of a diminished way, right? Oh, I'm not the pastor, right? Oh, pastor, the way he carries those boxes from one table to the other is just unbelievable. I don't know if I could ever carry a box like that, right? Man, his box is just wrapped so perfectly, and all the lines, the creases are just right. Like I don't think I could ever, you know, really cover a box like that, or wrap a box like that. Like I don't think I could do what pastor's doing, right? And sometimes, for whatever reason, we can find ourselves almost sort of talking bad about ourselves. In terms of what it is that God can do in and through us. And so what I want us to look at today is how we can trust that God is always enough, even when I'm not here, right? And it's very important that we process this together, because there are some really significant points of understanding in regard to our faith that I hope are going to come out in all of this that will really challenge you to think about how it is that you are going to engage God's purpose in your life over these next 10 weeks, even as I am endeavoring to engage what God is wanting to do in me and with the church even beyond these next 10 weeks. And so I'm really excited to be able to have this conversation with you today. So before we jump into that, if you would just pray with me. God, we do thank you so much for your presence here among us. We thank you, Lord, that you're here. And we know, Father, that because you are here, miracles are possible. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that my words would be your words, God, that your message alone would be heard and proclaimed and received and acted upon. Lord, just help us to hear from you and to say yes to you, that you might receive all honor and glory. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let me just say, first of all, as we get started here, that I promise you that God is always enough, right? And whether I am here or not over these next 10 weeks, God is always going to be enough. And here's the reality, and I'm trying not to get ahead of myself too much here, but the reality is that God has always been enough the whole time, right? Like before I was here, God was enough. Even in the transitional time between Pastor Don and me coming on, like God was always enough. Like one of these days, and please, just hear me clearly. One of these days, none of us are going to be here anymore, right? The church is still going to be going on. And do you know that even when we're not here, God is still going to be enough, right? God's enoughness is not wrapped up in any one person or even group of people. It is only through his power and ability, his creativeness. Like God is enough all by himself. And so we can trust that God is going to be enough for us as well. I am really excited to announce, but I'm excited for the fact that because we are part of the Church of God Reformation movement with offices in Anderson, Indiana, we are part of a movement where there are great leaders advancing the cause of Christ in a very similar way that we are endeavoring to do as well. And I'm super excited that while I'm away for these weeks, you're actually going to get to hear from some of these voices from across the state. Next week, Pastor Ken Merrifield, who not only did he most recently pastor in Tyler, Texas, before that he was with New Life Bible Fellowship, which is Church God congregation in Dallas. He was there for several years. He was also a missionary to Romania for quite a while. And next week is going to start a series on the nature of God and how that impacts our daily lives. I can't wait for y'all to hear that. I wish I could hear it myself. I've got to wait 10 weeks to be able to catch up on all this stuff. It's going to be really, but I want you to know right now, Ken Merrifield is one of the wisest voices that we have in the Church of God. And I'm so excited that he is available to be able to come and to be able to preach God's word for you. Toward the end of the time of sabbatical, there's a minister, Selwyn Smith, is going to be here. He was brought up in the Church of God here in Texas and is actually living in Austin right now. He's actually part of a church plant in Austin a few years ago. And man, I love him and his family so much. You will too, trust me. And I can't wait for you to hear from him as well. The reason I mention all of this, in addition to a few of our own local guys who are going to be doing some of that speaking as well, we are blessed to be part of the Church of God network, in which there are people who just love Jesus and who want to be here to allow God to speak through them and to work through them. And I cannot wait for you to hear all that God is going to be proclaiming to you through them. However, when they are here, when all of them are here and speaking in their different ways, it's going to sound different up here. It just is, right? I don't know anyone else as messed up as me. I don't, right? When the preaching sounds a little bit different, God is still going to be enough for you, right? He's still going to be enough to bring truth into your life, right? Even when Pastor Ken gets up here and doesn't use broken English, right? God still has a word of truth for you that will actually be grammatically correct, right? And all of those things. Like, when you are in crisis, God is enough to comfort you whether I'm in the building or not, right? He's still going to be able to lead you. He's still going to be, his word is still going to be enough to lead you. His spirit is still going to be enough to comfort you. Like God is always going to be enough. When you miss me, right, God is going to be enough to encourage you. And the truth is, as I've mentioned already, he's the only one who has ever been enough this whole time. We need to remember that it's not about us being enough. Because that means that whatever we do, It's all a step of faith, right? I need you to hear this. I know it feels like I'm reading this a lot more than I'm saying this, but the reason for this is there's something very, very specific I want you to glean from this here today. God doesn't do great things in us because we are great. God doesn't do great things in us as a congregation because I am great, right? God doesn't do great things in your community groups because your community group leader is great, right? God doesn't do great things in your household because you are great people in that live in your household. No, God does great things through us because he is always enough, because he is so great. It's not because of us. And the reason why that's so important is because when we think that it's about our greatness that makes the church great, or that even, Lord forbid, would make God great, then what we'll do is we'll begin to see our boxes and we'll think, oh, well, if my box is not as good as Pastor Tim's box, then I can't do anything for the Lord. When the reality is that if we recognize that all of this is a faith step in Jesus, it's a faith step to believe that he's able to take whatever I'm able to do and make something great out of it, then we realize that it's not about us. And that's really the question we have to wrestle with in all of this. Is, do I believe that God is enough even when I compare myself to other people and feel like I'm not? Do I trust God enough to let him use me in ways that I've never been used before? Do I trust God enough to let him change my mind in order to maybe carry out a purpose in which I've never actually carried out before? Do I trust God enough to take a step of faith in leadership, or maybe even just discipling someone, or maybe even just calling someone? Do I trust God enough to do something I've never done before because I know he's always enough and I don't have to be? Do I trust him? See, all of this whole idea of recognizing that God is always enough, it's not just an encouragement, but it's also a question. It's a challenge. Because if God is always enough, then it doesn't matter how good you are. It doesn't matter how great you are. It doesn't matter how skilled you are. It doesn't matter what kind of words you have. None of that matters, because if we're talking about the fact that God is always enough, then he's going to be able to do it whether I am qualified or not. He's going to be able to do it whether I'm standing here or not. The question is, are we going to take that faith step to let him work that in us? So then, what will it look like for us to trust that God is always enough? See, when pastor's not here, who is going to seek wisdom and discernment of the Lord? Right? Who's going to do that? When pastor's not here, who's going to listen for the voice of God in order to speak the words of God to the people of God? Because that's not just the person who's standing up here preaching on a Sunday morning, I assure you. Like we need to, and there are people around us who need to hear the words of God from the people of God, even outside of Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Who's going to do that when I'm not here, right? When pastor's not here, who's going to pastor the people? Who's going to care for the people? Yeah, we even have like community groups set up and community group leaders, and we've got sort of a system for some of that and everything, but the reality is that even all of our community group leaders can't handle everybody. Not everybody's in a community group. Who's going to provide that pastoral care to everybody who's here? We have to, see, the truth is, let me say it this way. The truth is that I am an insecure person who has always felt like a number two, right? Always, I've never felt like a true leader, right? And I have felt like I've never really succeeded at anything significant. Does that sound familiar at all? Like, is that something that you could, like, maybe there's part of that you could point to as well and say, yeah, you know, I think I... And you might see me standing here and think, oh, pastor, you're just being crazy. You're just saying that to make me feel better. No, like I'm like actually sharing with you. In fact, that this was something that I shared with my community group just a couple of weeks ago, and was something that I felt like the Lord was really challenging me to say in front of everybody here this morning as well. And the reality is, I feel, most of the time, I feel like an insecure person who's never really succeeded in anything, right? Yet, there was one day when I heard God speak into my soul. And in that moment, I had an opportunity to either step up or to check out. I could either say yes to what he was calling me to do. I could either say yes leading me and calling me by his Holy Spirit to be saved and be forgiven. I could either step up into forgiveness and salvation, or I could just check out and say that it didn't matter, right? See, there was one day when God called me to a life of ministry, forsaking the plans and embracing his. And trust me, I had some plans. Like, when I was a junior in high school, I knew what I wanted to do with my life, and it did not include standing here talking to you. I promise you. Right? Yet, there was one day when God called me to a life of ministry and told me to set everything else aside and to actually embrace his plan and his purpose for my life, even though I had no idea what that was actually going to be. And in that, I had an opportunity to either step up or to check out. One day, God told Beth and I to leave our life in Kentucky and to pursue his plans for us in Texas. Having no idea what that would look like, I had no ministry connections, I had no ministry endeavors. In fact, I sent letters out to every Church of God church in the greater Houston area, and I got nothing back. Zero. I got one lunch date with Pastor Don, actually, and Pastor Jim Feertag, who was in Pasadena, and we had lunch. And basically what I heard was, we ain't got nothing for you. Right? That was the word. That was the word. We had nothing. We had nothing. And in that, we had an opportunity to either step up or to check out. See, one day, God told me to pastor this church, even though I was perfectly happy right where I was already. And in that, I had an opportunity to either step up or check out from whatever it was that God was trying to tell me to do. One day, God opened my eyes to the possibility of this church being a church that plants and starts other churches. And even though we weren't that big, and we weren't even making budget at the time, and I knew absolutely nothing about church planting, like, I felt like the Lord was leading in that way. And I had an opportunity to either step up or to check out from what God was speaking into my life and into our lives. Like, there was another day when God actually convicted me that we as a church needed to be those that were discipling the church relationally like Jesus did. Even though it would require a tremendous amount of culture change with every part of who we are as a church. And in that, I had an opportunity to either step up or to check out. See, I say all of this to say, not to toot my own horn or anything like that, I just say all that to say that if I am anything worth missing, it is only because I trusted Jesus to step up when I could have checked out. If I am anything worth missing, if I am any kind of leader worth following, it is not because I feel like a leader. It is not because of anything great I have accomplished. It is only because there have been a few times in my life, and even while I have been in leadership here, there have been a few times where I have felt like God has said to me that I needed to take a step up. And in those moments, I chose to take the step up instead of checking out and telling God that I'm not interested. See, we all have these opportunities in front of us where I believe God is speaking into our lives. And I believe that today, right now, Houston First Church of God, is an opportunity for you to hear the voice of the Lord in your heart and in your mind and to ask yourself, am I going to step up or check out? Am I going to recognize the opportunity before me that God is giving us, that I can be used of him in ways that I never dreamed of before, but I'm going to trust trust him by faith to take that step up instead of checking out and just doing whatever it is that I want to do for the next 10 weeks. See, I believe that this is not just an opportunity to mourn the fact that Pastor Tim's not here. No, this is actually an opportunity for you to see God move in your life in a way that he never has before, in a way that you've never experienced before. This is a way in which people around you are going to experience the gospel of Jesus Christ through you as you choose to step up instead of check out. See, I believe this is an opportunity that we have before us right now to decide, what are we going to do? What are we going to commit ourselves to be over these next 10 weeks in order that we might see God do incredible things in us and through us? And it comes down to, am I going to step up or am I going to check out? You know, it's interesting. You start your way through the book of Acts, and you see all kinds of different stories here. The reason why I think these stories in particular are pretty interesting is because it's up until this time, the disciples were doing all their stuff with Jesus, right? And we have lots of records in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, all that kind of stuff, of what Jesus did and how he addressed crowds and all that kind of stuff. But when we get to the book of Acts, now we have these same disciples, but Jesus isn't there, right? And they have to decide what they're going to do. In Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit falls on the disciples, and man, they're all like speaking in tongues and all this kind of stuff, right? And everybody around them, remember, there was like this big like festival going on, so there's a bunch of people there and everything. Everybody around them's like, oh, these guys are super drunk, and it is early in the day, like, I don't even know what's going on with these guys. And Peter, in that moment, had an opportunity to either step up or check out. Peter had an opportunity to either address the crowd and tell them that, hey, this Jesus whom you crucified, he's raised from the dead, and he sent his Holy Spirit, and you need to repent and be baptized and follow Jesus with your life. Like, he had an opportunity to share hard truth with them or just to check out and stay back and let things just go however they're going to go. Even in Acts chapter 3, Peter and John are walking to the temple. They happen to see a guy who is in need of healing, right? And they could have just walked by him. They could have. I'm sure there were lots of other people who were just walking right by him. And they had an opportunity in that moment to either step up and speak the healing power of Jesus Christ into this man's life, or to just check out and go on about their business worshiping God, right? In Acts chapter 4, we see where because Peter and John healed this guy or spoke the healing power of Jesus Christ over him, there were religious leaders who came and got him and like were all in their business and everything about like, how in the world could you do this and why are you doing this and why are you talking about the resurrection and this Jesus guy and all this kind of stuff. And in that, Peter and John had an opportunity to either step up and speak the gospel of Jesus Christ even to these religious leaders in the midst of confrontation, or they could have just shrunk back. They could have checked out. Just been, very apologetic and just walked away and I'll promise never to do that again kind of thing. They had an opportunity, right? We even come in Acts chapter 9, right? This is where Paul is on his way to go to persecute the church in Damascus. And while he's on his way, like he sees this light, this blinding light, he has this conversation with Jesus of, why are you persecuting me? And he is struck blind in all of this. He eventually gets to where he's going. And Paul has an opportunity when he gets there to decide, am I actually going to put my faith in this Jesus who I thought I was supposed to lead the church away from, or am I just going to check out and just keep doing this religious thing that I've been doing all my life, right? Am I going to step up, or am I going to check out? Even in Acts chapter 10, we see Peter has this vision of this sheet with all these animals on it that are all unclean, right? And in the vision, God tells Peter, take and eat. And Peter's like, no, I can't do that. Like, that's against the law. Three times he tells him that. And in that moment, as God is speaking to him of basically the fact that it is not just the Jewish people that are open to the gospel, but that Gentiles or people who aren't Jewish can receive the good news of Jesus as well. And Peter in that moment, actually like literally in that moment, because Cornelius was coming wanting to hear from Peter, in that moment, Peter had an opportunity that he was either going to step up and share the gospel with people who weren't already Jewish, or he was just going to check out and just go do his religious thing, right? We have example after example here where, particularly in the early church, with Jesus not physically there anymore, they had opportunities to either step up or to check out. And the reason that we have these stories here before us is because most of them decided to step up. And because of that, the gospel of Jesus Christ was proclaimed throughout all of the known world there. See, through the generations, disciple makers have had opportunities to step up or to check out. I mean, think about it this way, though. If Jesus didn't send out the apostles, they wouldn't have arisen to the leadership in which they did. And if the apostles didn't send out people like Stephen and Philip and even the five others that were there to help feed with the widows and those kinds of things, they would not have embraced the mission of disciple making in the same way either. And it goes all the way down, not just in those early generations, but all the way down to us even today. We live in the fullness of who God has designed us to be when we all take responsibility for the church. We live in the fullness of who God has called us to be when we recognize that our role is not just to admire how great someone else can carry a box, but when we actually recognize that, hey, our responsibility is to pick up that box and to move it ourselves as well. It's not just to say, oh, that guy is so good at it, there's no way I ever could do it. No, when we all recognize that the responsibility of the church to proclaim the gospel and to disciple others, when we recognize that is our responsibility, then God is going to be able to do infinitely more than we could ever imagine in this congregation, let alone with the church as a whole. We will live in that fullness of who God has designed us to be when we embrace that responsibility. See, we've been talking for a few years now about our vision to multiply. We've been trying to encourage a culture of invitation where you can invite people to come and be part of, like, VBS, for example. There were all kinds of invitations we put out for, like, Easter and Mother's Day, and we're going to continue doing that. But again, it's not even just about a worship service. It's even about inviting people to be a part of what God is doing in your community groups, what God is doing on Wednesday nights through the gathering, all these kinds of things, right? Like these are things that we've been talking about for a while. Even this summer, we have opportunities where you can be a part of the discipleship training. And if that's something that you're interested in, I definitely want to encourage you to fill out a Connect card so that we can get you connected to one of these discipleship training groups. But as we are looking at this summer, as we're looking at this vision of multiplies, we're looking at how we can engage this culture of invitation, we've really got to stop and ask ourselves, like, what responsibility am I taking for the advancement of God's kingdom with our church? In this moment, how am I going to step out, or step up, I'm sorry, or am I just going to check out? Over these next 10 weeks, is this my opportunity to say, well, Pastor Tim's not here, so I guess I don't need to be either? Or is this your opportunity to say, well, because Pastor Tim's not here, I'm going to step up to see what it is that God might want me to do in this season. I'm going to step up to see what he might be calling me to do in ways that maybe I've not stepped up before. See, now it's your turn to ask yourself, are you going to step up or are you going to check out? Church, I want you to know, like I would not be leaving you for this kind of time if I didn't believe in you. If I didn't trust you, and if I didn't trust the God whom you worship, there's no way in the world I would ever not be here for 10 weeks. I'm just letting you know that right now. And there are some things, and I know this might sound sort of weird, but there are some things that I can see in you individually and even as a group that you can't yet see in yourself. And it's kind of like as a parent, when you see in your kid, you see some things in your kids and you see it developing and everything, but you know if you said something to them about it, they would just rebel and go the exact opposite way, right? And so you just need to know, I know there are some things inside of you that if I told you right now, oh my goodness, if I told you right now what I really believe God is already stirring up inside of your life, if I told you right now, you'd be so scared you probably wouldn't take another step forward, right? But I believe wholeheartedly in that God is always enough. I believe wholeheartedly that He is enough for you. And I believe wholeheartedly that whether I am standing here or not, He is going to be able to advance His kingdom. Now, let me be clear about how I'm saying this. I am not saying that I believe wholeheartedly that God is going to be able to maintain His kingdom. I am saying He is going to be able to advance His kingdom in this body of believers, even in my absence, even when I am not physically here. I want you to know, and this is so important for us to hold on to here, people are still dying and going to a sinner's hell every day. And that's whether I am standing here or not. And if we use these next 10 weeks as a way to just check out and say, well, if Pastor Tim's not here, I'm not going to be either, then what we are doing is we are leaving the door open for the enemy to come and to wreak havoc all over the place. Not just in this building, but even in the relationships around us as well. However, if we recognize that this is a season in which we can step up, where we can be used of God in ways that we've never been used before, then we're going to see the gospel of Jesus Christ go out in a powerful way, and you're going to see the fruit of that when you take that step of faith. And that doesn't require me to be here for that. It just requires you to decide, you know what? I'm not going to check out. I'm going to be intentional about stepping up and doing whatever it is that God would call me to do and to be. I want to invite our worship team to come on back up. And as they do, I want to read for you out of Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. We have read these verses a lot over the last few years, so they may sound familiar to you. It says, then Jesus came to them and he said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Church, I need you to recognize whose church this is, right? Because it's not my church, right? It's not even our church, right? We belong to God. We are God's church. And the mission we are trying to accomplish is not my mission. And it's not even your mission. It's not our mission. It's God's mission. God's mission is to make disciples. God's mission is to see that the people who are lost are found, and that people who are dead come to life, that they're not lost in their sins anymore, but that they are saved by grace through faith. That is the mission of God. What we have to ask ourselves is, are we gonna step up to being the church that God has called us to be? Step up to accomplishing the mission that God has called us to accomplish? Or are we gonna use this time to just check out and we'll just catch up with His mission and His church later? One of the things I really want you to wrestle with and want you to think about is how you feel right now. Like when I say something about stepping up or checking out, do you feel that temptation toward, well, it doesn't really matter? Do you feel the temptation in your own mind of, well, somebody else will do it? Do you feel that temptation that says, well, I'm kind of too old for this, or I'm too young for this, or I don't have enough time? Or I really wish I could. See, it's funny because like when the devil begins to try to steal, kill, and destroy our lives and the church for that matter, very seldom does he do it in ways that actually feel like attack. Sometimes he just does it in subtle thought. Little ways that he tries to diminish us. Little ways that he tries to make us feel like, oh, if you tried to pick up that box, you'd probably mess it up. So you probably just shouldn't even worry about it. Just let somebody else do it. You know what? It won't even matter. Pastor Tim will be back in 10 weeks. He can just start it over then. Like, you don't have to do anything there, right? When the reality is, I believe God is also speaking. I believe this is one of those days, just like I've had a few in my life, where we get to decide, are we going to step up or are we going to check out? As we sing, we're going to sing one song in response here. I want to invite you to stand with me, please, if you would. I want to encourage you to commit yourself to whatever it is that God is calling you to step up and do, whatever it is that he's calling you to step up and be. How is he calling you to step up now? And how will you respond to him, not just today, but even over these next 10 weeks? However it is the Lord is challenging you, I want to encourage you to say yes to him. As we pray, if you want to come to an altar of prayer, feel free to do that. In the prayer room, you can go and sit and talk with somebody if you like, or even if you just want to pray with somebody right where you are. However you want to do this, I just want to encourage you to say yes to him. God has great things, not because we are great, but because he is always enough. What's it going to look like for you to step up and walk by faith in him?